Well, so that brings up a question, though. Is there a point where there get to be too many of those where you can't, you know, suppose there really were a big jump in the population mm-hmm. for reels. Is that, do you have to worry about managing that, or do you just kind of pick a set point and say, well, if they overproduce beyond that, then some are just not going to make it?
That's not something we've really considered, but I suppose it could come to that point. The population does seem to self-regulate quite a bit. Each year, we do have a die-off of eared grebes. So it's usually a small amount, usually less than 1%. So if you have 5 million out there, then that's only about 50,000 birds. So it's not a large portion of the population that dies each year, but last year we had a pretty significant die-off due to West Nile virus, which was unusual. Never been documented in eared grebes before. And I think we estimated over 20,000 eared grebes died from this. And as a result of the West Nile infection, there was also a die-off of bald eagles from West Nile virus last winter. And we had over 86 bald eagles that died off. And the theory was that the bald eagles were preying on the eared grebes that were dying. And they'd contract the virus through eating the meat. And then also the bald eagles would pass it amongst themselves by their saliva or feces at the roosting sites. So that was a pretty hard situation to deal with last year. A lot of dead birds. But mostly, or usually, they'll contract avian cholera, which is the most common disease for eared grebes.
That's just a normal disease you see regularly.
Yeah, we see that almost every year, except last year.
And that was because what all you saw last year was, what did you just call it?
The West Nile virus?
Yeah, I know what that is.
We had, I don't know how many birds that ended up being tested, but around 20, 30 eared grebes were tested, and the ones that showed positive results for disease were just West Nile virus. We didn't see any avian cholera deaths.